Carland's goal, set out in a new power development plan, is to almost double energy output over the next decade. To do so will require construction of at least 2 nuclear power plants. Tara Buakamsari, a campaign director with the environmental group Greenpeace, says the nuclear path is just one of several the government has considered in its energy strategy.
They want to diversify the fuel because Thailand very much relying on gas, natural gas.
Yep.
So they want to bring in new coal-fired power station and also nuclear. At the moment, they're proposing 5 to 7 nuclear reactors into power development plan. So that's one of the most controversial issue for making power development plan for the next 20 years.
A special study of nuclear power costs and its risks will be done and will be submitted to Cabinet in 2011.
Next year, the Cabinet will be making a decision whether Thailand should go nuclear or not. So, it is 1 year window for civil society and anyone who want to see a better energy system for Thailand to take on nuclear debate. So I must say it's not easy for government, even political change. They want to put Thailand to go for nuclear.
Another option under the power development plan is for Thailand to draw more energy from neighbours Laos, Burma and China through gas and hydroelectricity. The government plan says Thailand could meet as much as 25% of its power needs this way. But environmentalists raise concern over relying on external sources of electricity. They also are worried about human rights abuses in Burma caused when the government clears land for hydroelectricity projects. With oil prices expected to rise in the coming years, Thailand, like many other developing nations, wants to cut oil imports. The Energy Ministry is leading efforts to find alternative fuels, especially for cars. Tawat Sutabut, a Deputy Director General handling the Ministry's alternative energy programs, says the government wants to boost the role of renewable energy.
In that strategic plan has a proactive target to increase the renewable energy proportions, raising from something like 6% at the current level to 20% within 15 years. And in that particular plan, we divided each technology or each type of renewable energy to be promoted. And we are very much focused on solar and wind, bioenergy, in which is biomass, biogas, biofuels, and municipal waste. And the last one is a compressed natural gas for vehicles.
Within a few years, the government hopes to see up to 1 million flexible fuel vehicles which can use ethanol as fuel on the road. Kiat Sitiamon, president of the Thailand Trade Representative Office, says alternative fuels are one way to help rural areas develop, since they can be made from tapioca and palm oil.
Well, actually, Thailand is among the first in ASEAN member countries that actually embark on the program to transform tapioca into gasohol, into alcohol, and then that alcohol is used in gasohol. So it's now being used nationwide for 95 and 91 gasoline. And the amount of input, it can be increased also up to 5 to 10% of the total consumption. So that in itself, what we have discovered is that it helps maintain the price of tapioca very well.
The energy plan sets an investment target of more than $11 billion, which could create more than 40,000 jobs. But by cutting oil and gas imports, the country could save $14 billion. Taurat says the next step will be to encourage private investors to take part.
We believe that we have a strong resources and strong human capital in bioenergy, in biomass, biogas, and biofuels. And we do believe that there would be a lot of investment in Thailand in solar and wind as well. But if you have me to pick that which one would be some kind of the leading alternative energy or renewable energy for Thailand, I would say bioenergy would be probably number one.
Derek Lavansri, chief of Thailand's Electricity Regulatory Commission, says investors have already shown interest in solar and wind power.
So far, there are many investors that are interested. It invests in the renewable energy. For the high proportion is on the solar energy and on the wind. It, these two categories exceed according to the plan, it exceeds the number of megawatts.
While the government's energy plans are extensive, environmental groups such as Greenpeace say there are significant challenges. First, they say the government needs to decide if it wants to decentralize power sources using smaller projects or to invest in expensive systems such as nuclear power plants. And they say the Thai government must work with communities to build acceptance for new power plants and fuel facilities. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.